We continue this week the conversation from last week between the Jewish leaders, Pilate, and Jesus. Pilate and the Jewish or the religious leaders represent the power centers in Jesus' world, the temple and the empire. They use their power in a very different way than Jesus does. We saw this in the scene. We preached on it just a few weeks ago, but the scene actually happened just the evening before what's taking on, before the conversation that's happening today. Just a few hours before, Jesus, whom the disciples have followed and gathered around, tied a towel around his waist and washed everyone's feet. He humbled himself and then told them to wash one another's feet. Today we call this servant leadership. It's not the model for leadership that we see in today's gospel text. Jesus, who has all power, humbles himself. Pilate and the religious leaders who only think they have power do not. Jesus is flogged. Soldiers have woven a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head. They find a purple robe and put it on him. And they keep coming up to him and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and hitting him on the face. Pilate continues going back and forth, inside and out, between Jesus and the religious leaders. But he mocks, taunts, and agitates the religious leaders. In this reading, he says twice more about Jesus, "I find no case against him." Three times in the course of the conversation, echoing Peter's denials from the night before, speaking the truth. Pilate has no intention of releasing Jesus, but what he says forces the religious leaders to remember their dependent and subservient status. Pilate appears to be the one who has all the power, but what he says draws frenzied reactions from the temple leaders. "Crucify him, crucify him. He has claimed to be the Son of God. If you release this man, you're no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor. Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate asks, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answer, "We have no king but the emperor." It's the temple leaders, not Pilate, who bring up crucifixion. Crucifixion was something reserved for foreigners, non-citizens, citizens who committed treason, those of low status, like slaves, those who proved a political or social threat, violent criminals, the non-elite. It was meant to be a symbol of shame, humiliation, pain, social rejection. Both the temple leaders and Pilate knew this will be Jesus' end. In the middle of the back and forth with the temple leaders, Pilate goes back inside to Jesus. He asks Jesus, "Where are you from?" And that makes sense, given the accusations being leveled by the temple leaders. He has claimed to be the Son of God. And this is the central question that this gospel asks us to answer. Where is Jesus from? Where are you from? What is the source of your power? What is your origin? To know where Jesus is from, his origin, is to know his authority and legitimacy. Jesus, of course, does not answer Pilate's question here. He's answered it already in last week's part of the story. "My kingdom is not from this world. And for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." When Pilate gets frustrated at Jesus' lack of a response, he says, "Do you not know that I have the power to release you and power to crucify you?" Jesus responds, You have no power over me unless given you from above. The intent of the soldiers in verses 1 through 3 is to mock Jesus as a defeated king and a failed messianic claimant. The irony is that as Jesus stoically fails to react, we know it is because he knows the systems of power at work in the temple and the empire are too small for his plans. And Jesus really is the king of a kingdom not from this world. From the beginning of John, the very first verses, we know Jesus is the Word come into the world. And we know all who received him, all who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Jesus is king because he is the presence of God in the world. Pilate thinks his will is being done. Jesus recognizes that Pilate has power to kill him, but that power comes from above. Jesus' crucifixion lies within God's purpose, partly to expose Rome's fundamental rejection of God's purposes, and partly in Jesus' resurrection to expose the limits of Rome's power. Earthly kings carry out God's will even without recognizing it. Pilate will put Jesus to death, but not accomplish the goal of eliminating a threat to the empire. This very long trial scene shows us that it's not Jesus who is on trial, but everyone else and us. For all the characters in these scenes between Pilate, the temple leaders, and Jesus, for each person throughout this gospel, like Nicodemus, struggling to understand, for everyone who heard this story from when it was first told and then written, to everyone who hears or reads it today, the question that needs to be answered about Jesus remains, where are you from? Every reader and hearer needs to answer Pilate's question, where is Jesus from? Because our response to that question will help us to decide how we live our lives. If we believe Jesus is God incarnate here on earth, then we need to make decisions about how we live based on that truth. It will help us to determine where Jesus is in our life, what values we will live by, even what kind of leaders we will be. It will help us to make decisions about what communities we want to belong to and where we see Jesus in those communities. It will help us to make decisions about the kind of people we want to be and how we treat others, and whether others can see Jesus in us. Because the answer to where Jesus is from is what allows us to become the children of God. Amen.